This morning's reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, and can be found on page 1184 of the Church Bibles. Living as those made alive in Christ. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourself of all such these things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and we have put on the new self, which has been renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all, and it's in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. My name's John. I'm one of the ministers here, and we're glad to have you here this morning. We're studying this book of Colossians. Colossians is a letter written by a guy named Paul. He wrote it while he was in prison, and he's chained up to a couple of Roman guards while he's writing. He hasn't met these Colossian people yet. He hasn't met them yet, but he wants to. And he wants to make sure they've got it right as they're starting their race in Christ. He's not terribly worried about how messed up the world is all around the outside. He's not terribly worried how messed up the Roman Empire was at the time. He really wants to make sure the people have it right on the inside. So we're talking today about making sure that we've got the right kit for the right race, that we're running the right race, and we've got the right kit for it. So another little chance for you to talk to some people around you. If you were training for a marathon, or let's say one of your really good friends is going to train for a marathon, what are some things that you would want them to do or not do? If a friend of yours was training for a marathon, what would you tell them to stop doing? So if a friend of yours was training for a marathon, what would you tell them to stop doing, and what would you tell them to do instead? Have that chat with a couple people around you. So quickly, what were some of the things that, just shout them out, what were some of the things that you would tell your friend to stop doing? Eating McDonald's. not marathon training food. Good food, but not. What else would you tell your friends to stop doing? Yes. What else with that right there? Stop screaming. What else would you tell your, yes, what else, would, yes. Time yourself in your running. Pace yourself. Good idea. What else did you tell your friends to stop doing? Complaining. Stop moaning. Stop moaning about the weather. Just get out there and go. What would you tell your friends to do instead? Huh? Think positive. Think optimistically. Yes. What else would we tell our friends to do instead? Anyone? Get a trainer. Oh, getting training. Get into training. Yes. What else do we tell our friends to do instead of McDonald's and instead of complaining? Yeah? Don't think of, instead of thinking of the miles you've got to run, think of the prize waiting for you at the finish line. Thank you for that lovely segue to my next point. That's beautiful. That was a plant, wasn't it? So if we're going to go on a marathon, next slide. If we're going to go on a marathon or a race, all we really need is the kit that's going to get us across the finish line, the basics. These are just a few basic things that a marathon runner would take just to get them across the finish line. You know, shorts, sunglasses, good running shoes, good water belt, a good one of those log rollers that stretch you out as you go, just the basics you need to get across the finish line. And that's what we have to think about today. We need to think about making sure that we've got the right kit for the right race. Go ahead to the next slide. We read in our memory verse about keeping our eyes fixed on Christ and what Jesus wants us to do. The fascinating thing that Paul talks about in Colossians, he does the same thing I've just asked you to do. He thinks he's trying to get his people to stop doing all the things they don't need to do and shouldn't be doing for this race they're on. So many times in our passage in Colossians, he's telling the people, don't fret, stop doing this, rid yourself of this, get rid of this, put to death these kind of things. Some of the bad habits, the bad things that we do, some of the, you know, the less than positive things we do. Paul doesn't write this as a legalistic list of do's and don'ts. A lot of times in the Bible, when Paul here in Colossians, or when God says, don't do this or don't do that, God is not some cosmic killjoy just wanting us to have no fun while we're on this life. No. It's when he says, don't do this, rid yourself of this, put to death this, stop doing that. It's because God's got a much better idea. There's a bigger thing in hand. There's a bigger picture that he's looking at. Our finish line is not just here on earth. Our finish line, our race that we're on, is Jesus Christ in heaven. That's what he wants us to keep our eyes on. And he wants us to get rid of all those kind of wrong things, bad things, less than productive things that get in the way of running that race well and reaching that finish line. So what gets to that finish line? What gets to that finish line? What gets to Jesus Christ in heaven? The only two things that cross from here to there, from this world to that wonderful time we'll have in Jesus in heaven, are God's word and God's people. The only two things that go from here to there are God's word and God's people. And that's the essentials of what we need in the Christian faith. So one of the things we have to make sure we do, we have to make sure we're on the right team. You have to be one of God's people. And your McDonald's point was really handy. You know where I'm going with this. You don't become a Christian sitting in church every Sunday, just like you don't become a Big Mac sitting in McDonald's every Sunday. You could sit in Starbucks every Sunday, and you won't become a cup of coffee. So sitting in church every Sunday doesn't make you a believer in Christ. That involves realizing that we need a Savior, and that Jesus Christ is that Savior, and asking him to be our Savior. It's a decision we need to make. You can make that today if you want to. That's always available. Having the right kit for the right race, the only two things that cross that finish line are God's word and God's people. So one of the big things that we need as God's people is, next slide please, is God's word. I've got two slides here for that, is God's word. Lots of great resources in the church today, lots of things that help us grow in our faith, lots of great songs, lots of great speakers, lots of great podcasts, but nothing beats just me and my Bible and its author alone every day. Nothing beats that. When we're training for a marathon, we make sure that we have on our diaries the times when we're going to go train. When we're working out at a gym and have some goals in mind of, you know, how fit we want to be by Christmas or the summer body we want to have or whatever that goal is. We have time, we schedule the times when we're going to go running. We schedule our times with the gym. We make that a priority. Do we as God's people make it a priority every day to train for the right ways? Do we have on our diaries time that we're going to spend in God's word every day? There's just no substitute for it. Time every day with me, my Bible, and its author. Time every day with God's word. And another thing, it's like going to the gym or going on a race or going training is sort of fun. You do it by yourself a lot of times, but it's a lot more fun to do it with other people. It's a lot more fun not just to get into God's Word by yourself for every day, but to get into God's Word with other people, with Christian friends that you study the Bible with or talk about the Bible with, that you pray with. Here at a Sunday on Baptism Sunday, we're talking a lot about the family of Christ and what a family of believers in Christ do together. That's why we're here, to encourage each other on in this race we're running. Do you have, as Christians, do you have people that run this Christian race alongside of you, that you know are loving to get into God's Word with you, that we're ready to pray with you, ready to walk through these valleys with you? Do you have those people? Next slide, please. So the right kit for the right race, keeping our eyes focused on where we're going and who's waiting for us at the finish line. Get into God's Word every day. Get into God's Word every day. Think about the amazing promises He makes in that Bible. They're absolutely incredible. Talk to God and spend time with Him. If you were training for a race, you'd spend time with a trainer. If you're training for a match you're going to play or a game you're going to play in a sports team, you'll spend time with your coach. Spend time with the greatest coach of all, Jesus Christ. Encourage and help each other on the race that we're running. Encourage and help each other on the race that we're running. Do we ask each other how we're doing, and do we let each other know how we're doing? Do we talk about what we've learned in the Bible today, what we learned about God today, and how we're working that through? And the best thing we could do is tell other people about it. Tell other people about it. I always say this. What's your favorite car manufacturer? Anyone? Volvo. Okay. Let's say, what's Volvo's best car? What's like the most amazing car Volvo makes? Somebody's saying BMW instead. Someone's saying the best Volvo was a BMW. Okay. So for the sake of illustration, let's say BMW put its most amazing car for free. Like, you could get it for free. You would be telling every friend in the world about that. You would be telling every friend in the world about that. Let's say your favorite restaurant was giving away dinner for free on a night. You'd be telling your best friends about that. Our relationship with Jesus Christ is the best thing we could ever have. He's the best friend we could ever have. He's not just our Savior, He's our companion, and He's the best friend we can ever have. He's the best person we could run this race with. As we go out those doors aren't just the exit of this building, it's the entrance on the area that we want to reach for Christ and we want to tell about Him. So as we think about having the right kit for the right race, who can we tell about this race? Who will we tell about this race as we seek to keep our eyes focused on the prize, on the finish line, and who's waiting there for us? We're going to do a memory verse that reminds us of that.